Giving an overview, rephrasing the instructions, American English. You could start like this.
In his text, Junk Food Heaven, Bill Bryson relates a trip to a U.S. supermarket with his British wife in the 1990s. They'd recently moved to America. She kept bringing home fresh broccoli, but Bryson, the prototypical American, simply longed for, in his own words, artificial bacon bits, cheese in a shade of yellow unknown to nature, and creamy chocolate fillings, sometimes all in the same product. The question is, have we evolved since the 1990s, or do we still long for these things today? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share with you our vision for improving the health of our school children here in Sacramento. Please allow me to briefly outline the structure of my presentation. I have divided it into three parts. I'd like to start by looking at the importance of good and wholesome food for our children. Why do they need and deserve better than what is being offered to them by the fast food industry? What difference does what they eat make to them and to us? In the second part of my talk, I would like to address some of the problems we've seen in this area. We will think about why, despite the recommendations of the WHO, only 25% of America's children eat 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day, and why 40% of our kids are severely overweight. Lastly, I'll talk about what we could do to change this in the future.